Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls West.
West.
Issue 28.
Woo!
Ooh, I am nice. One of your hosts, Nat, and with me, as always,
is Pat.
And Cat in Hat.
Yay! feels like a very early morning, so I apologize for my,
I think it's the rain outside. It's raining for us right now. And I'm ready to go curl up in my house with all my kitties and take a nap.
Yeah. Right? I'm ready to curl up in my house and play a Magic Online.
I'm ready to go to work right after this.
So, yay. I wanted to give a quick update, or just more of a comment on, our opinions of the Titans trailer from the last episode we recorded. We were clearly not a fan of the Titans trailer, but that's not any of the actors' faults.
No, we're none of it. Anytime we make comments on stuff, I don't think we're ever making, like, unless we directly say their acting was bad, we're not actually directly talking about the cast. The cast has no control over what they're being called.
I thought... I'm particularly insulting the writers and directors of the show.
Yeah.
It's their fault. They're the ones in charge of making the whole thing. And if they make a poor product, it is their... The actors can only do so much.
Yeah.
And we actually don't know what the actors are doing because we saw 2.5 minutes or something.
Yeah. In all honesty, they could be saving the show for all we know. It could be 20 times worse and they're in there just like, all right...
Woo, me personally, I think I'm insulting the marketing team because of the decisions to put that out as their first trailer.
Whenever I think when I personally criticize something, I am never actually criticizing the actors unless I specifically say this was bad acting. Yeah. It's usually just like, what are you doing to something that I love? You're crushing my hopes.
This is a reflection of us, or us reflecting on what is happening to
the choices that
fandom is making.
The writers and directors are making.
Well, no, specifically about the we're not attacking the cast.
No,
there are people online that are doing that, and that's not okay.
Oh, is that what you brought? I was confused at first. Why are people really attacking the
one of the actress for? And I feel bad because I can't.
Anna Diop, the actor.
I can never remember.
No,
her name.
Really.
I will say this, and this is me not blaming her.
Just because of the one shot.
Don't feed the trolls. She fought back. And
I don't even think we need to make that statement. Yeah. I think really at this point in time, just we shouldn't have trolls. We shouldn't have people attacking.
Kind of victim blaming. That's literally blaming her for what she's wearing.
I'm ending the conversation here. We don't need to talk about it. We're not talking about the actors. We're talking about a trailer.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, let's move on to another trailer. The Venom trailer, the full trailer that I guess was screened at Comic-Con, but we didn't really get until this past week.
I will say this, you also kind of ruined Venom a little bit for me because somebody had to find a picture of Venom with eyes, and let me tell you, that's a horrifying sight. I think if he had eyes, he'd be a lot scarier.
Right. So what was your opinions on this trailer?
So, I've had absolutely no opinion. Every trailer that I've seen for this is just increasing my apathy. Like, I'm so apathetic right now, it's crazy.
That's actually impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they move the date up for it? I thought it was, like, October 19th.
What did the date say?
I think it said 10/5.
Okay, so it's earlier in the same month.
Yeah.
Huh. I just, like, was getting over with, the sooner the better.
Yeah, right. Rip the Band-Aid off.
I'm confused. Like, I don't know if people are excited about this. I feel like everybody's response to this trailer has been... more mixed than before, which I mean, people were so heavily mixed on it before that.
Well, let me ask you, Nat. You're the big, you're probably the biggest Venom fan here. What was your reaction?
I was very mad. I was very mad, actually.
Wah, wah.
Wow.
There's something about the suit, like, so. I think it's really cool that they're going for it, and then I saw it on screen and went, I don't know if it works.
The one thing I will say that it sounds just going to sound ridiculous, and it sounds really stupid, But every time I think of Eddie Brock, I think of, like, this giant muscle-bound dude, and then the Venom suit only makes it worse.
Right.
And Tom Hardy doesn't really have that, so...
Yeah, they're playing Eddie as a kind of a mousy character, yeah. Which, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's not the case. It's just, you know, once again, in these two-minute snippets, how much can you actually get?
Yeah.
I think I have more of a problem. Like, I can't figure the tone of the film.
Yeah, but... that was the thing that I got from this trailer, too, is I'm like... Are you trying to be funny? Because they made a joke, and it didn't even hit. Is what it was.
They made like several jokes that were sort of horror themed.
There were more than one.
Yeah, I could tell. Like the very end, like it gave it the tone that it was the joke, and I could tell that format of, you know, one of those sort of
that was the only one I caught
horror jokes.
Yeah,
and. It wasn't funny at all. You're sitting there watching the trailer, seeing what they're trying to do with the joke. Like it totally pulls you out.
I'm wondering if in context of the film, like the symbiote itself doesn't quite understand like comedy and subtlety of humanity. So it's saying things that to itself would be serious, but are coming out as joking to us.
They could have had a 3-second thing before that where Eddie's like, you don't really understand Earth humor, and he's like, no, I got it.
But that might be tonally like that's maybe pushing it too far into Deadpool territory, like where it becomes like now it's a joke in the joke.
But then this goes back to your initial question of what is the tone of this movie?
Fair enough.
You know, like what are they going for? Is this going to be like a dark comedy? Is this going to be a straight drama?
The one thing I will say is, like, speaking on a, like, on a, not maybe not on a personal level, but I don't think dark comedies like that usually do very well with most of the public, and usually when you're trying to do a, am I wrong?
Cough, Deadpool, cough.
There's a difference, though. That's, like, I don't know how to explain it,
but
how Venom's more of, like, a horror comedy, and Deadpool's just dark? Does that make sense?
So you're talking, like, Cabin in the Woods type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, like, people have good reverence for, but initially I don't think was anything special.
No, not at all. Most things that have fallen. Yeah, it's just, like... we talk a lot about how commercials sometimes give you too much of the movie.
And that's the other part of it.
But I have no idea what the catalyst even is in this movie. You know, like what would the conflict even be? He gets a symbiote.
There's other symbiotes.
Yeah.
He's fighting another symbiote.
There's another symbiote, I guess.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is it looks like they're quote-unquote bad guy is going to be the big bad government agency, which I feel like, okay, you could have done a little more than that. Come on. If you're not going to have Spider-Man in this, you better give me something real damn good to make up for it.
I mean, there's a subset of the population that this already appeals to, the people who are reading, like, all of the Venomverse tie-ins and all of that stuff like that. They just want to see symbiotes on screen. So like that. And that's a completely fair opinion.
They said symbiote weird and everybody lost their minds over that. So good for them.
Symbiotes. The breakfast cereal. Enjoy your symbiotes in the morning.
I personally would still, I was watching this trailer and the first thing I thought of was I would so much rather watch Jennifer Walters versus Matt Murdock Law and Order, like an episode of just a courtroom. Nothing crazy, just those two characters in a courtroom battle over like plagiarism rights or something boring.
The Hulk and the Deer and Daredevil.
Yeah, not even.
These are their stories.
That would be about it.
John, there we go. Netflix backdoor pilot.
I've been suggesting this for years. Murdoch, Walters, and Nelson, you know, attorneys at law. Nobody wants to take my opinion. Instead, they're making Venom movies.
These two are superheroes, and the other one has to do all their work. Right. Their stories.
Yeah. And then, because
they're busy punching other people in the face.
You know, they have, like, Hellcat as their secretary.
Oh, God.
Some shit like that.
She's unhinged at this point in time.
So
Venom,
No, I was instantly thinking of every other movie that I wanted to see
before made. This.
Yeah.
That's not
bad. Yeah, how about we get a Man of Steel sequel before we get
fucking...
I want a Squirrel Girl movie and a Miss Marvel movie.
I don't really know what they're trying to do with the Venom movie, honestly. I'm mostly just confused. And honestly, I feel like I might be wrong. I might walk out of the theater and be like, oh, that was great. They had a few weird parts, but...
I would rather watch those, like, art house movies from the 70s that are, like, 40 hours of a brick wall.
See,
no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say that right up. I'd rather watch the Venom movie. Okay. which I will probably see in theaters anyway.
I mean, I always have that rule of thumb. I can't complain about a movie till I've seen it. Right. I've actually seen, what was it, Dawn of Justice in theaters, and that's just the rule I normally have. So yeah. I will see this one where...
Well, that was supposed to be... This is really like a tangential side story, but... Dawn of Justice was actually, my wife thought about renting out a movie theater to, like, do it as my birthday because it was, like, a week beforehand. And it never got off the ground. And she, like, to this day, every time we watch something related to the worlds of DC, formerly the DCFU,
yeah.
She's just like, I'm so glad we didn't rent out that theater.
My friend was he loves Batman and he always has, and I just... Nightwing's his favorite character, but I just remember him next to me, like grabbing the bridge of his nose, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
That would be a fun one. Maybe we'll do a commentary. We'll watch the ultimate cut of Batman v Superman, and you can follow along and watch the
movie right.
with us. That would be, oh god.
All right, so we should probably move on to something else. Yeah. Kat, what do you have?
They were talking about, so there's a comic, and I don't think it's the same title, The Chilling Adventure of Sabrina. It's Sabrina the Teenage Witch, except like a horror occult version of it, which I'm so game for, because I actually really like those, even though I'm a tiny, tiny, small, really big, giant chicken shit.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but they're doing a new series.
They're doing a series based on
going to be like the sort of comic tie-in to the
I don't know if
series.
It's
going to... Or not
know.
Tie-in, but like...
There's already an existing comic book called The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Yeah,
oh,
and
really?
They're basing it off of that. It has its... Hilariously enough, Archie Comics is the one who has it.
Okay,
and
I'm assuming
because they have the success of Riverdale with them, which...
Yeah.
Well, I can't stop watching.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch was originally an Archie comic character.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm assuming this... The reboot is, or they're rebooting it.
I don't know if they're
it's a whole new TV.
It's a whole new series.
Is it Netflix?
It's going to be on Netflix. Okay. They were talking about
the
CW.
Sorry, the comic series.
No, the comic series is not being redone or anything.
No, the comic series is just out. I've actually wanted to read them. I just haven't done it yet. But it's going to be like a horror occult kind of thing. Like there's a new TV
show that's going to be out that's based on.
Yeah,
the story.
Sorry, it's coming to Netflix. Sorry.
I'm very easily confused today.
So I'm really excited because I actually really like that subsection. Even though, like I said, I won't watch horror movies, but I will like wreck myself over creepy shit all day long.
Apparently, a trailer was released for this at San Diego.
Oh,
this
really?
Is supposed to be out before the end of 2018.
It's so they gave a release date, and that was what I was trying to get to before I got sidetracked. But it's coming out. October 26th. So they're doing it
right at Halloween.
Right before Halloween.
That's perfect.
You know, marketability.
It's taking the slot that would have been Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really smart of Netflix. Man, Netflix schedule for the rest of the year is absurd.
Yeah.
I know, Nat, you were talking on the last episode about all the shows you need to watch. So I guess chalk this one up too, right?
And I'm sitting over here and I'm like, damn it, I got Hulu recently. And I'm like, ends.
What was the Graining show?
Disenchantment.
This month. It's August.
It comes out this week.
Is it this week? I thought it was the end of the month.
As of this recording, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, I thought it was mid-August or something.
7.
Wow.
I'm going to double check that.
Wow. Yeah, I saw a Netflix list today.
That one's pretty fun.
I actually saw a commercial for it last night. Yeah. I went to get dinner with a friend, and I saw it on the TV.
Nice. Yeah, Voltron will launch 8/10. We were sidetracked.
August 17th. That's where I, it was made. It's going to be...
17th. Yeah. I saw 7. I guess I didn't see the 1.
I knew it was mid-August. I'm like, I know it's not right at the beginning. I know it made me. It's making me wait.
But I'm excited for the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. I like the...
like I said, this is usually like my notch, which doesn't make sense. Right. So I'm excited.
Well, because this and Sabrina and then, there's so much stuff. Well, and She-Ra.
What I've read about the Chilling Adventures is that it's like the granddaughter of the original Sabrina.
Oh, really?
So they're they're modernizing it. So Sabrina's finding she's named after her grandmother, and it's that whole.
I might have to try and find the trade paperbacks. Man. She has
smartphone and stuff.
Yeah, you know? Smartphone does magic.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Like, you can conjure up a dictionary to, like, her grandma, you
She's
know,
got, like,
Sabrina.
A smart compact.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we just wrote Sailor Moon.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God. Okay. What else is there?
So, I'm big on, like, the movie stuff today. The cast for Guardians of the Galaxy kind of came out in full support of James Gunn, but it doesn't seem like it's going to do anything.
Nope.
Yeah,
so, not from my understanding.
Bobcat Goldthwait was really big into it too.
Really?
I saw him actually a few days ago defend James Gunn on a late show. I forget which one it was, but yeah, he actually came on and did an interview. And basically, that was the whole thing. He was talking about how stupid that was.
Yeah, there was the cast letter. Talked about the mob mentality and like why that's something that's a negative is ganging up on an idea.
It was funny because a couple days after this happened, I actually was listening to somebody talk about the beneficial like neural effects of watching somebody that you dislike have their life destroyed. Like it actually is like a psychological release of like dopamine
or
it's actually like this thing where I'm not obviously not a neuroscience scientist and I don't claim go listen to people smarter than me but it's an actual like pleasure receptor to do this, and that's why it's so popular to mob up and destroy somebody that you semi dislike.
That's horrible,
isn't it? Though
that's really disturbing.
Yeah, and it was kind of like I said, it was coincidental because literally this was like 2 days afterward. I just threw on that. Yeah,
well, I mean, like we said the last time, it's one of those things of you know you can't pick and choose who's okay. Like, because you can have people that we honestly dislike for whatever reason because they're an asshole and do the same thing and join up in that mob mentality, but at the same time, like, if they apologize and say, hey, I'm sorry, we have to let go. That's what I'm going to go with.
I think the best breakdown I saw of this actually was Jim Jeffries on his show. He was talking about it, and it's funny because he throws in a lot of pedophile jokes in it, too, actually, that do land and are funny.
Okay.
And so he's talking like, he tried to be a shock comedian, it didn't work, so he changed his career and did a different thing. He's like, he has a part where
Don't do any of the jokes.
Yeah, okay.
Don't do any of the jokes.
No. I will say this, like, this is a total side tangent, but I think the biggest problem of him trying to land those jokes, and especially right now, is certain things that are going on with in the LGBT community with them trying to. I think that's the other part of it.
So I think this goes back to what we said last time is that the conversations are happening, and now the conversations are happening on a large scale.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, you know, the potential for a studio having to eat crow and, you know, change their options, although it seems as if they're not going to.
In the official Disney, letter about why they fired Gunn, they mention that in the era of the Me Too movement and, like, you know, hashtag Me Too, like, that specific thing. And I thought that was extremely weird that, like, that apparently now everything, like, the Me Too movement isn't just sexual assault in the workplace for women. Now it's just everything that we find bad, this is, like,
Everything is
hijacking that movement now.
Right.
This is going to incredibly lessen that impact.
Like I said with this, it's, I think also part of it is the bad timing around it too. unfortunately, like, as stupid as that sounds. And that's probably why they're holding up so tough, because there's a lot of people who are angry about that, well, and it's just...
I'm sure that has a big deal with
that. Let's speculate, then. What does this mean for the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise? Since it seems as if he's not going to be reinstated.
I don't think he's going to be. So, they're not giving up their ground.
I think one of two things is going to happen at this point. One, they get a new director. Bing, bang, boom.
Right, that's fine.
Two, the cast, how strongly they feel on it.
I don't think they can move anything because they're all under contract, which means I can guarantee you right now Disney will come for their asses if they do that.
But like I said, it depends on how strongly they feel on it. If Chris Pratt is just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
What they can sue him, sure.
Right.
But what is that actually going to accomplish? He can single-handedly destroy that franchise.
Yeah.
If he wants to leave. He seems like he feels very strongly about this issue.
There's an interesting question, too. Like, so Disney has become a bigger powerhouse than even they were at the time of this announcement. You know, with the Fox merger is imminent at this point in time. It's not a potential thing. The buyout's been confirmed. It is imminent for before the end of 2018, they will be one company. If the cast decides that they're not going to be involved anymore, or members of the cast, and then Disney goes after them, what sort of negative publicity will that state about the film industry in general, that the big bad is, you know, there's a joke that Disney has become the empire from Star Wars. You know, they've bought Star Wars and become the empire that if you don't do it our way, then you're out.
They've already done that, but nobody realizes it.
Well, it's an interesting question.
So it's either going to bring it to the forefront and people are going to start being like, hey, they did do all of these things and they're pretty vicious and how did we not realize this?
Because they're putting out good content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think that's an interesting prospect though, because if they do this and if they get this, like if Chris Pratt leaves and they go after Chris Pratt, nobody's going to stand for that because he's, like, the nicest person ever. Yep. And then there's going to be, like, an unnecessarily large boycott of Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I'm not saying there's, like, it's going... I'm not saying that it will impact the film greatly or...
Or even or if it's right.
Even,
see, and the other part of it is, though, is, like, it's like a half-and-half kind of deal because... I'm bored, so I look through comments sometimes. And there were some people saying it's good that he's fired because you're going to ruin the franchise because half these people don't want to see it because of these pedo jokes he made. So it's like, I don't actually know.
That's not true. Guardians is, when's it slated for? Next year? 2019?
They don't know.
2020 at this point.
2020?
Okay, no one's gonna technically, remember. The only film slated, there are three films that actually have production in the Marvel Cinematic Universe at this point in time.
So, my point in this is, people didn't remember these jokes for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, they're gonna forget them again before the next one comes out.
Yeah. Okay.
This whole thing is gonna blow over. So, unless Disney makes a big thing about
it. Right. So, okay. Well, we'll move on to something else. We don't want to spend too much time on this. We've talked about it before. But it is interesting that the cast came forward.
There's just more stuff that keeps coming
out. Keep having the conversations. We keep saying that. We want people to talk. That's something that's important. Everyone talk.
And do it in a nice way, though.
Yeah. Talk, converse.
Yeah,
don't yell over each other like we do here.
Yeah, don't. As stupid as it sounds, don't revert to you don't get my opinion and then you scream at them. Some sort of is thing. Like I'm really personally, I'm over that.
Yes. Yes, we'll have a link in the in the comments about proper discourse methods. Yeah,
all right. Okay. What else do you have for us?
You said something earlier, but season 3 of Stranger Things has been delayed.
So okay, this is not news to me. Like, I don't understand. Did anybody have a release date before? Because I don't think so.
But I just heard they had two
more seasons.
I had no release dates, no idea when this was coming out. The first trailer releases, and it says summer 2018. And now everybody, the news is that it's delayed till summer 2019. And now the news is that it's delayed till summer 2019. I'm like, but the trailer said summer 2019.
Nobody knows. I don't understand what they're doing. I think maybe they're just trying to, as stupid as this is going to sound, judge everyone and be like, we're taking our time and doing it right. And I'm like, okay.
Ooh. I mean, now that they've secured the contract at the end of the show, they can do whatever they want.
If anything...
You know, they can put out the next season in 5 years.
I'm just saying, as an anime person, I'm like, I don't want to hear anyone complain about anything because I wait years for things. So just shut up over there in the corner.
I think that
Westworld 2 years from me. Thank you very much.
Game of Thrones is not until next year sometime. We think early in the year.
Yeah.
So I honestly, season two of Stranger Things told me one thing about Netflix and the producers of Stranger Things. They're going to put the show out in the tonal time frame of the story. And since the Stranger Things season 2 was about Halloween and took place when, like, on Halloween Day, it came out a few days before Halloween, mm-hmm. and the next one is about summer vacation, and it's coming out in the summer?
Okay.
Okay. I'm like, it's
That's
a,
all I got.
Yeah. Okay. So...
Maybe that's kind of funny. What if they, like, just missed it, you know? Like, right. They're like, we gotta finish today. Like, we have, like, three more seconds. Like, I imagine, like, an Indiana Jones type thing when they have, like, the scepter and the sun setting.
Yes.
Like, we have to get the last shot really quickly. And then, like, you know, somebody, like, coughs or something in the background. They're like, no! Next.
Gotta you just see the director kick over his chair.
Yeah. Like, dang it. Next year it is. We can't release it one day after the summer is officially over.
That's awesome. Yeah. I think they probably have a better production schedule than that.
No, I hope it's not dependent on
They just
on
cut
this.
That scene. They're like, done. We, you know what? We have to get it out on time.
I hope it's not dependent on the sun hitting the right. ruby in the center at just the right spot.
We have to wait 3 years now. It'll never
yeah,
work.
Yeah, for the sun to get back into the right position for them to use the staff. The staff of Stranger Things.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
It's like a Rubik's Cube.
I don't know. The staff of Stranger Things sounds like a great video game title.
Right?
The staff of Stranger Things.
All right.
Moving on.
I don't know why these big production companies haven't given us any contracts yet.
Yeah, right?
We're just throwing out that's what it is. We're throwing out free ideas every free episode. Ideas. Pay us, someone.
All right. So Star Wars Episode 9. We'll go back to the Disney conversations. They've done a official press release of the cast, and there's some interesting names. Particularly Billy Dee Williams, Mr. Lando Calrissian.
Oh, yeah? What?
Mark Hamill, the dead Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
And Carrie Fisher... So
I'm gonna sound
the
like a
dead Carrie Fisher.
I didn't want to go there.
Well, I'm gonna sound like a butthead, but like with all the fan toxicity surrounding Star Wars, this is gonna be like one of those things that I quietly go see and watch it and decide if I like it or not.
I'm 100 like this.
I think I'll just look up the Billy Dee Williams scenes on YouTube after a few days after it comes out. That's all I really want to say. And I'm hoping at one point he brings out a Colt 45.
Just like, it's got a blue label or something, like just random, like to make it look like a space beard.
Yeah, but yeah, it says like, yeah, it's like a weird, like, bulbous glass or something like that.
Space milk 45.
Yeah, and he has his, like, his cape on and he does, like, the pose that he did in the Colt 45 commercial.
Nice.
That's all I want to see.
I think this is an interesting... Obviously, there are some major things. Carrie Fisher is going to be... They're going to utilize footage from Force Awakens that was unused. In what capacity will be interesting, because they could probably digitally remove background elements and make it like a hologram that there's a conversation. There could be a flashback. Nobody's presented this idea. What if she's literally in the film as a memory? Like, somebody has there's a conversation between characters that we didn't see.
See, and the other thing from the end of what
like,
was
just
the,
her and Billy
the
D,
last
like,
one.
Yeah.
The last one sense. That I saw, I assumed that this next one was going to take place like 10 years later.
The rumor was about 3 to 5 years later, but it could be a lot sooner than that in terms
so
of
storytelling. So it's just one of those things, like I said, because there's just so much fan toxicity around this right now. I'm just going to quietly go see it and not tell anyone my opinion until we go on the podcast.
I think
I'm going to have my butt torn open.
For me, this announcement is a large way to mitigate some of that fan toxicity, because you're saying to the fans at this point in time, we understand you want the classic characters handled correctly in the end of this franchise, and especially Luke. Like, the fact that Mark Hamill is not only back, but they're not hiding it. It's not some sort of super secret that, oh, we're going to bring Mark Hamill back as a surprise Force ghost in the movie. It's like, no, he's in the cast list right away. Mm-hmm. We're going to let you know he's here. So,
well, I think the other part is people need to also somewhat accept change, too, with some of these things. Because characters should change over time. That's just, like, how you write. That's what you do.
Well, that's life.
Yeah.
I mean, we as characters change over time.
Yeah, exactly. So that was kind of my other part of it, too, when I found out that everybody was losing their effing minds over it.
You say everybody. There's a subset of the population that...
Okay, not everybody, but you get what I mean. Like, people, like... Yeah. Angrily being on the internet about it.
Right. So. And that's, I don't know, I like this cast list. It also is it's a question of the production of episode 9 is, are they going to be less secretive? Are they going to...
Because J.J. Abrams, nine, so,
it will come out next December.
Okay.
December 2019.
And what are we getting this year for Star Wars?
We already got it. It was Solo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Which was a mistake of not putting it out in December, because people are asking the same questions. Yeah, well, what's coming out for Star Wars?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's cool. It's hopefully just positive things. I'd like to see, like, behind-the-scenes stuff as it's happening.
There were moments in time when I was watching that movie, I really wanted that, like, angry old man Luke to be like, get off my lawn!
That would be hilarious. He comes real close to saying it in that movie. I like angry Luke, though, because to me that felt real. But that's an entirely different conversation.
Yeah, right.
And honestly, if you ever do, listeners out there, want to have a sit-down conversation about Star Wars, you can send us a message on
we're ready
on Facebook. I will definitely sit down with you and have a spirited conversation, no arguments, because I love Star Wars. So anyway, move on to the next thing.
Do not talk to me about it, talk to Nat.
Maybe even go closer to that, because I'm starting to fall into reading the novels more.
Unless
than
you
want to
have
else.
A conversation about sci fantasy in the modern world with me.
Also, would be good discussion. Do you have anything else?
No, I mean, I think San Diego Comic Con kind of, we're going to be in that.
Right,
we're in that news lull. That news drought for a while because of San Diego Comic Con.
That's why we've tried to go on more tangents than
Right? We're kind of leading in that direction.
We had it all planned out, viewers.
Yeah.
all day, every day. We have meetings and stuff. We're professionals.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We have a meeting where we talk about comics. I am going to say one thing. Saga, the Brian K. Vaughan has announced that it's going to go on hiatus for at least a year.
I really want to see how many meltdowns on the internet I get over that.
Meltdowns in the internet. So working at Griffin Games and Comics, I've seen people melt down in the store.
See, like, that's all I want. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I don't know what am I supposed to read? It's like,
I was kind of hoping you're going to have, like, you're going to say someone had, like, a falling down on their knees, like
crying
into the air, no! Like, you know, like, fists shaking.
See, I've never read Saga, but I've always been told that it's amazing, and I'm just like, all right, and I just, like, walk away. So now I just want to see those people who have been continuously being like, oh, you're reading it? It's a sick, sick, nasty little thing. I just want to see their faces.
They freak out.
I've heard nothing but good, but I feel like it's like telling somebody to get into like Doctor Who at this point. There's just too much of it.
Well, and this is kind of the
unless they're
how,
really committed.
That's kind of how I feel about certain things. Like, there hits a point. There's one thing that hasn't happened to me with, but it doesn't count. But there, when you hit a certain point, when it's like I'm 100 and some odd issues behind, and I can't.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know what it's at.
It's going to be at 52.
Oh,
now,
52?
When I have things like Invincible, when I have a giant stack, you know, a giant thing of it, I can get over that. It's just a reading project, but...
Yeah. BKV's pattern is usually about 60 issues.
Mm.
So.
But, you know, when it comes down to it, there's 50 issues of it, and I'm like,
I like that.
Is there a big book I can read of all of them?
That's the ticket. there will be 3 hardcovers that should have the entirety of the series thus far by the time it comes back. Mm-hmm. Hardcover 1 and 2 are already out.
Mm-hmm.
A third one will be out very soon. So that, and the collections are coming out. So this is going to give people a full year to catch up. As well as, and I'm speculating on this, wait for the announcement that Fiona Staple has a project, maybe a 6-issue miniseries doing something else in between this. Because this smells to me of an artist going, I would like to do other stuff because I've been having a lot of offers and I can't because I've been working on this only.
Well, if this is anything, so one of my favorite comics of all time, Homestuck, Andrew Hussey took a year-long hiatus for that too, to specifically work on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus Christ, was it worth it? Like I remember I was freaking out. Everybody on the internet was freaking out because it's such an internet thing.
Yeah.
And, like, so much, like, negativity, like, all this shit. He just shut all of his stuff down for, like, a year. Came back, finished, like, threw the rest of the series up in, like, a couple months.
I mean, I will say this, like,
incredible.
As a person. Incredible. As a person who, like, my favorite anime, Fairy Tail, which I watched while I was in school, mind you.
The Last Flash is an anime.
I watched, all of the episodes, which is almost 300 episodes, while in school. And it's been on hiatus for, like, a year now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what do I do with my life? But at the same time, I'm also like, okay, they're doing it to make it good. And if it's not good and you made me wait a year for it, then I'm going to be angry. I'm trying to be positive about it. Not getting angry about it doesn't do anything.
But especially like you were saying, it gives people the chance to either catch up with it or maybe for like hardcore fans to go back and go through the series again. I mean,
I have a feeling that it's basically going to tie everything in from the entire series because it's actually been pretty good about that, tying things in. So I'm curious, but being on hiatus isn't necessarily, like, an awful thing. Like, yes, people are like, what do I do with my life? But at the same time, you also have to try and remember this is probably for a good reason.
I've said it before. This is actually one of my favorite things that Image does is lets their artists and authors do that if they want to.
Mm-hmm. So as a message to our listeners out there, if you're one of the Saga readers that is concerned that you don't have Saga for a year, why don't you go pick up another comic for a 1 year run in between.
I mean, we've given plenty of suggestions for lots of things before. I mean, I'm reading books in between as well, so
there's plenty of things. Listen to our 0.5 episode. You should be able to find something.
We all have a stack next to us that is kind of absurd.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, we literally do. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to our discussion topic for the day. And we're going to lead. I'm going to lead right away with spoilers. Spoilers. Oh, my God. We're going to talk about spoilers because I did not realize that there was going to be so much to spoil from Teen Titans Go to the movie. because the trailer shows you nothing of what was actually happening.
I don't even know what's going
on in this film.
I will say this for that film. You don't even know what's happening in that film until the very end. I'm not really sure where that plot was half the time, but it was still, I was like, this is amazing.
Well, the plot is awesome. Hold on.
With that, spoiler warning, you've been warned several times. And go.
Yeah. The plot was fairly straightforward.
No, I didn't know what the plot was.
Robin wanted a movie.
But the whole thing was, is where it led to, I felt like, I hate using this as an example, but I felt like I was watching Family Guy for a little bit, because I'm like, wait, the plot's over here. How did we end up over here?
The happy, happy inspirational song.
Oh my God.
I, at that point in time, I literally, if I wasn't in the group setting of being in a theater, I would have out loud said, what the fuck am I watching right now?
That is exactly, I think you totally could have because I'm watching it and they have Michael Bolton as an animated tiger.
With sunglasses and an electric keyboard.
Who's singing a song that is entitled Inspirational Song.
Yeah.
And then he gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I think his dad's a cop,
right? They hit him with a car.
The team, well,
and then they say he's... Do they say, like, he's dead? And then
they, I'm pretty sure they say he's dead.
Yeah. And then run away. How did they get away with a PG rating?
Yeah, this is one of the darkest films I have ever seen. Especially for, like, a ostensibly children's film. The way that they retcon Aquaman's origin by throwing the plastic ring container for a six-pack
ring into the ocean, and they're just like, that takes care of baby Aquaman. And you see it, too. It's not just like they throw it in.
No.
Like baby Aquaman, like, all tangled up in it.
Suffocating.
Yeah.
They send Bruce Wayne and his parents down the crime alley, and they give her the pearl necklace.
And it isn't even that shot that got me. It was the whole thing that they're, like, all really happy that they did this. And you see the silhouette of, like, the opening of the alley. You hear the two shots and see two bright white light flashes. And it's, like, the happiness thumbs up on the Titans' faces for literally sending Thomas and Martha Wayne to their death.
Because they made sure that Batman still exists now. And they destroy all of Krypton, too. They save Krypton first.
With an EDM concert.
That moment, I don't know that I have cried from laughter as much as I did when they saved Krypton. I don't know what it was about that sequence. It was the seriousness on the Titans' faces as they played the right, in quotes, right music to harmonize Krypton and stop it from exploding. I lost my shit. I was laughing so hard.
Was it the baby cow who took off his diaper and started shaking?
I don't know what it was. I was wiping my eyes because I was crying so much.
So is that an actual thing, like, why Krypton exploded? Because they couldn't harmonize? Or is that like...
I feel like that was one of those people interpreting the 1970s Superman film way, like, in their own mind. They were like, oh yeah, because the crystals create harmony, like, and that's like the technology of Krypton.
So that
they just
something...
like, no, that's not canon to my knowledge. I don't know, you're a big Superman fan, Kat.
I guess I took it and ran with it,
like, playing music on it, but the crystals being out of harmony, is that like the thing?
I would have to say, seeing them all go, like, back again, and mind you, they traveled through time to stop all of the superheroes.
Okay, and they traveled through time and said Back to the Future more than once, and they played Gotta Get Back in Time. In the movie, I at this point
in time,
I'm
with their big wheels,
with their big wheels,
that run off of radness.
That's like,
where are we gonna go? Lithuanian terrorists at this hour.
Yeah,
there were like
Libyan terrorists. They talk about buying plutonium from Libyan terrorists.
There were jokes in this film that I was like, there's no way a kid got this. Like, there was no way that they're...
Half the adult population doesn't know where Libya is, so...
I thought it was Lithuanian.
I thought
terrorist.
It was Lithuanian, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I could have sworn it was Libyan.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Lithuanian.
We're arguing the Elf Country terrorists from the original Back to the Future. I'm sure we can figure that out.
Yeah, but that's like, okay.
But I got that when... The jokes, I
did you have Stanley cameos.
He comes in the second, he's like, in the first one, he's like, oh, it's a DC movie, I gotta get out of here. And then in the second one, he comes back, he's like, nah, who am I kidding? I just love cameos.
Excelsior.
Oh my god.
How did they get away with all the blue, the Marvel stuff?
Yeah, like, that too.
Yeah, they have Stanley in it. He did technically write for DC for a bit, so I guess they can do that. They reference Spider-Man.
They called the Teen Titans the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, they called what's his name? Deadpool.
Yeah, they called
Deadpool.
Slade. Oh my god, dude, in the theater, when all the
heroes start doing it.
What
Nick Cage. Slave.
And I would like to point out to all of our viewers, I was the only one who caught the National Treasure joke.
I didn't, that was like, we can't do that to Superman, he's
a national treasure.
Oh my
that's
god.
So good.
What about Raven's dark humor of, okay, so we just kill all the superheroes.
Yeah.
I think I audibly went, what? In the theater.
You did, actually.
I could not believe, so we haven't actually said that we enjoyed this movie, but we all really enjoyed this movie.
I still am like trying trying to digest what I saw. Like, I love, it was one of those movies of what the fuck is happening? This is great, but what the hell is happening?
Yeah. I think one of my favorite parts of it is Raven's portals. The whole time. Yeah, the joke. How are we gonna solve this? Portals. That's because, like, watching that show, and anytime Raven's in anything, I'm just like, she has, like, almost unlimited power and can do basically anything.
Except her portals don't open to
big
a
enough
maximum
for,
size.
Yeah, they're big enough for big a enough giant robot. Like, that was embarrassing.
What is it? The unknown? The
challengers
of
the unknown. They're all unknown.
Yeah. They show up at the end credit scene after the black credits roll, and then
I think we missed the film.
God.
I this is going to be an amazing Blu-ray watch because I know I missed stuff.
I want to see the deleted scenes, too, because there has to be... So, the movie opens up kind of with a shot of, like, this kid. Or, I mean, aside from the short film.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, there's a kid holding a balloon wearing a shirt that has the exact DC logo on it.
Yeah.
And he's watching a giant balloon monster destroy the city, and his jaw just drops, and he lets go of the balloon. And I feel like that is the exact face.
He popped the balloon.
Yeah, and then the giant monster pops the balloon. And I feel like that is the exact interaction that the Teen Titans Go script and, like, the people at DC Movies had. They were like, what are we reading, right? What is this?
Supergirl, what are you wearing? Plastic Man.
Yeah. That was so funny.
Yeah. Oh my god, and the short film too. Short films. Where are short films?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to get the name of it. Was the new DC superhero
wasn't it
girls?
Like Late Batsby or something?
Is that the Late Batsby?
Yeah,
you're right.
The Late Batsby.
Yeah.
That was like,
I'm pretty sure it was hashtag Late Batsy.
I loved that too. Like I you mentioned it, I forgot about it.
Yeah. Batgirl wanting to fight crime but having to wait till
for Jim Gordon to go to
for
sleep
for her dad to go to sleep.
Yeah,
patiently waiting for him to brush his teeth.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's the best. She has her like her huge like.
I enjoy the fact that she's
setup,
literally
like,
got a moped to travel on.
Oh yeah,
a little scooter.
Yeah. So and this was I was surprised when we got to the end that it was a DC superhero girls short. Because it looks like they advanced the characters. Like, they graduated from the high school, and they had completely different looks and designs from the DC superhero girls franchise up until that point.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah. Wonder Woman's design was awesome.
I thought they were all great. Yeah.
Thick Supergirl.
She was like Superman muscular Supergirl.
That was freaking great. It was like she was a bro. I'm like, okay, not to
be. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did. You're like, super bro.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, she's over there like, yes,
no,
baby.
The,
she was like lifting weights in the background, I swear to God.
Right? It was like.
With a backwards hat and chugging crease.
Yeah. Jessica Cruz, Green Lantern, was in that short. Mm-hmm. We're talking about like the short being in
yeah.
This was a great movie.
I like Wasp's new costume too.
Bumblebee,
excuse me.
And she was like this big, and I don't even think you could see her facial features.
She
was
right,
just, like, smiley face.
The whole time. Yeah, it's just like two dots and like a smiley line.
That I'm like, they really nailed something with the tone of that as well. Like there was just. That was awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited for that
right now. Because I think that's supposed to be a new,
is that what they're doing?
Like, the new series of Superhero Girls? Because at this point in time, DC Superhero Girls has been, like, the series of, like, shorts. And then the comic books. And I think they're doing an actual animated series now. And
I thought they had an animated series already.
It's the shorts. The animated series up to this point were the shorts.
Like, I swear to God, it popped up on my Hulu because I'm an adult and watch adult things.
If they do that for the DC streaming service, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be something that gets me watching the streaming service for sure.
That'd be another thing, yeah. It's tonally, like, style, like the art style.
Yeah, it was fun. It was like, it was promoting, like, the unity of the characters. Like, they were friends. That was really, like, cool.
They all had a great dynamic.
Okay, you know what, Hulu? Apparently, you can get it with live TV. I can't actually see what it is. They have a movie, though. I remember the movie.
And the movie was probably, like, I'm going to go look for more DC Superhero Girl stuff.
Yeah, no, I know, right?
I'm probably going to watch some more Teen Titans Go as well, because that was... That movie was, I was, I,
I've seen a few Teen Titans Go. The shit they slip in there is pretty funny.
And they do.
They actually reference comics a lot.
Oh, there was so many deep cuts in that movie.
52 News.
52, yeah, I was like, and that was the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, right?
The
thing
They had a movie poster for Dark Knight's Metal in the background at one point.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Too. I did too.
They had movie posters of Superman with his mustache.
Yeah.
So I see, and I missed that one too, which is upsetting.
Total direct joke to the Justice League production.
Yeah, they had, what was it? There was a...
Mind manipulation.
There's a couple of the fight scenes where they recreated old, like, original covers.
Yes.
Like, in, like, during the fight scenes.
Yep.
Oh, what was that?
When they
part?
Were doing the time travel thing too, they actually had the individual covers, like iconic covers of the characters' origins that were being retconned.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I keep thinking about the Phil Jimenez piece of Wonder Woman.
I just realized that too. The intro scene, they were flipping through a Titans book, and it was a seagull.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
But yeah, they had so many, and that show is like,
and it
was
the George Perez Teen Titans, like,
and
the Marvel
thing. Show does that too, because I've caught, I've watched a few episodes here and there, because I mean they're relatively funny, and if I want to,
and they're like 12 minutes long.
Yeah, they're like they're like little mini episodes,
and I guess it references the like 70s or 80s Teen Titans as well.
But there's one episode.
The big Teen Titans, the new Teen Titans.
The one episode there was one episode that I remember. I didn't see it all the way through, but where they were talking about the Teen Titans movie, like the original one, and they were voicing them in their stupid voices, and it's like Robin's dream because he wants Starfire to fall in love with him.
That's amazing.
So they have a lot of stuff in there that they do. Man. They talk, like, they managed to get comic stuff in there because there was one where
Starfire's kitty scene.
Yeah.
Where she's basically like Lenny from Mice and Men.
I hugged the cat too hard, George.
You said kitties, and I immediately thought of Beast Boy song.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
man. I'm a kitty now. Am I kidding me now?
Which, by the way, I think I'm going to like try and find that song.
That song
and learn
was
that.
Amazing.
But like,
I like Starfire's tiara when she's like, Space Princesses.
Yeah.
But like, even in the show, they reference, they finally managed to tell you which Robin it was that was in the Teen Titans Go, because Beast Boy goes to the future and everybody learns responsibility.
Oh.
And he's Nightwing and he married Batgirl, so they
reference their
relationship.
It's so funny that they never actually say it's Dick Grayson, but they do like the entire origin story of, of Dick. Even in the movie, they reference that Robin was a small acrobat.
Yeah,
circus guy.
I also loved the baby Robin on Batman's shoulders photo next to Bob Robin.
Oh my god. The Lion King scene?
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell was that? Oh, and it was animated like, it looked to me like Hercules.
Oh my god,
insane.
They have the upbeat inspirational song in the thing.
It's gotta be. I guess we can't really sing this because we don't have the rights to it.
No.
But you should really, like, well, you should go see the movie.
I would suggest it.
At this point in time, we've spoiled a lot of stuff from it.
But still, like, we don't do it, because obviously.
Oh my god, Lil
Yachty
does
like,
a remix of the Go song.
That was the closing credits.
I wasn't paying attention, I can honestly say.
Lil Yachty.
Oh yeah, he did the.
I'm not seeing
the
Titans.
He did the remix of the Teen Titans rap song.
And I'm not seeing the Titans rap in here though, which is kind of upsetting.
That was the one Lil Yachty remixed.
Right,
the one.
Oh, I'm trying to find the straight up one, okay.
Yeah, that they were doing.
With the voice actor.
Oh, dang. Well. Wow. Y'all should just go see it.
We don't do it justice, even though I was saying
crying in the theater. I was crying.
Yeah.
In the theater, so.
Yeah, there were parts that I audibly was like, you know, what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna take my special lady to go see it, and I honestly, like, I'm probably gonna laugh my ass off all over.
You bring a notebook this time so you can write down all the references that you missed the first time.
Yeah.
And that's the thing too, is I'm pretty sure there was stuff, because I've only started reading comics recently, and I've only got like a small breadth of knowledge, and it's usually the 52 era where it is, and I'm pretty sure I missed a shit ton more.
Cool.
Just because of that. So if you enjoy comics, especially DC comics, they reference everything. And they also They talk about Marvel. The first interest. Hey, Deadpool. Okay, look at the camera and say something inappropriate.
Yeah. And on that, yeah. And looking directly into the microphone, let's say something inappropriate now.
Right? Bye. Bye. Oh, man, we're lame.